Kent Online News.
News you can trust.
This is the Kent Online Podcast. Nicola Everett.
Hello, hope you're okay. On Wednesday, December the 10th, thanks ever so much for downloading today's podcast. Coming up, you're being urged to wear a face mask if you're feeling unwell as flu cases in Kent rise. Residents in part of Maidstone take action over parking issues and hear from two Kent animal charities that are benefiting from a huge donation from Ricky Gervais. But first, a man who attacked a Maidstone woman and threatened to throw acid over her face has been jailed. It was when Lee George headbutted his victim, leaving her with severe concussion, that she decided to report him to police. Well, Lucy joins me now with more on this story. And Lucy, the victim has bravely spoken out.
Yes, Elle Jenkins has described how the pair got together in June 2024. And she initially described the relationship as amazing and says there weren't any red flags. The pair had moved into their first home together in the November, and just a few weeks later, things took a turn for the worse. Elle, who's 26, says the relationship became fraught with violence and accusations. She's revealed how he'd make threats and then the abuse became physical. Things were thrown at her and she was pushed to the floor.
But she decided to stay in the relationship.
Yes, Elle's admitted she stayed with Lee George, who's originally from Norfolk, for months despite what he was doing, because she felt too deep into it to get out. But the final straw was when he put his hands around her throat and headbutted her, leaving the beautician needing hospital treatment. She says that's when something changed and she decided to leave. What happened was later reported to police. She said it wasn't until she was out of the relationship that she realised how she'd been living in fear for months. Elle's also described herself as being a shell of the person she was and is still trying to pick up the pieces.
And finally, Lucy, what have police said?
Well, they've described 35-year-old Lee George as a violent and abusive man who put a vulnerable woman through an appalling ordeal. They've also described Elle as courageous for coming forward. George has been locked up for 18 months and given a 5-year restraining order. Police have also encouraged anyone who believes they're a victim of domestic abuse to reach out. There's also a free 24-hour national domestic abuse hotline, 0808 2000 24/7.
Lucy, thank you ever so much.
Kent Online News.
Other top stories. And a Gillingham sex offender who targeted a vulnerable child has been told he'll spend 8 years in prison. Andrew Stevens committed offences between 2008 and 2012 and was arrested 2 years ago when the victim told police. The 60-year-old from Barnsall Road was found guilty following a trial. A driver's been seriously injured following a crash on a major road in Medway. Police closed the A228 Peninsula Way in Who after two cars collided yesterday evening. It's understood emergency crews had to cut someone free from a vehicle. A Medway man who was involved in disorder during a protest in central London has been fined. Dozens of people were arrested during the Unite the Kingdom march in the Whitehall area back in September. 36-year-old Aaron Wren from Kingswear Gardens in Stroud admitted a public order offence and has been told to pay £216. An inquest into the death of a young man from Kemsley who was found in the Channel has been unable to say how he died. Nicholas Tyvese was last seen on March the 13th and his body was found by the Coast Guard 2 miles from Dover just over a month later. The coroner's court found there's a lack of evidence, but it's not believed anyone else was involved in the 21-year-old's death. Now, we're being urged to stay at home or wear a face mask if we feel unwell as rates of flu in Kent continue to rise. There's a warning the virus will be particularly bad this year following trends seen in Australia and New Zealand during their winter. Anyone who's eligible for a vaccine is still being urged to get one, and that includes young children and pregnant women. I've been chatting to Dr. Kate Langford, who's the Chief Medical Officer for NHS Kent and Medway.
We are seeing rates of flu rising across the county. And we've seen that it's a particularly nasty flu this year. So we're seeing more people than we've become accustomed to ending up in hospital with it. Now, of course, this is on the background that hospitals are very busy at the time of this time of year. And unfortunately, we're looking at more industrial action coming towards us as well. So that's why I really wanted to get the message out there today that there are things people can do to protect themselves against catching it.
You can track
what the flu season is going to be like from looking at the southern hemisphere. Is that right? Can you just explain how that works?
The flu virus mutates all the time and it spreads around the globe. Now, what we can therefore see is what happened in the winter in Australia before us and see what happened. So we saw that there was a mutation. It was a particularly bad season there. And so we knew as it came towards us, we were likely to be in trouble. And unfortunately, that's exactly what we're seeing playing out. The flu has become more infectious. It's hitting people earlier. And so we are getting more cases earlier in the year than we would normally expect.
And just describe how the flu is affecting people, because you might hear someone who's got a bit of a cold and they say, oh, I've got the flu. But just explain exactly what flu is like and how you would know that you have definitely got flu.
Everyone's different. And so it can be difficult. But essentially, if you are aching all over, shivering, can't get out of bed, no appetite, that's not just a cold, that's flu. So flu can really floor people. And unfortunately, flu can end up with you getting chest infections on top of the flu because your body's trying to fight the flu off and that lets other things in. So it's not uncommon to start with flu and then get a nasty chest infection on top of it.
So what's the best thing for people to do to try and avoid getting flu and putting extra strain on the NHS over winter?
So the simplest and best protection is to get yourself vaccinated. So if you're in one of the groups who are most vulnerable to flu or a parent of a child who's in that group, I would definitely urge you to get vaccinated. There's still time and you can look at the website www.getvaccinatednow.co.uk and that will show you where you can go, as will your NHS app. So if you're in a cohort that's offered a vaccination, please get it. For everybody else, there's still a lot you can do. Good old-fashioned hand washing is actually really good at preventing you picking up germs off surfaces. So I'd say don't forget the hand washing. And the other thing is, if you have got a cough or a cold, either stay at home or wear a mask when you're in public to try and stop spreading it around. That would be really helpful.
Younger children obviously get invited for a vaccine. So what's the best advice for parents when that letter or email comes through?
So if you're a parent of a child, I would say really do go and get your child vaccinated. Partly small children can get sick very quickly, but also they're incredibly good at spreading their germs around absolutely everyone else in the household. So definitely get your toddlers done, get your primary school age children done. Some of the older school age children, the schools are still offering vaccinations right up until they break up. And there are catch up clinics as well going on. So definitely, particularly that younger age group, get them vaccinated because it's going to protect the whole of the rest of the household.
Meantime, bosses at the ambulance service covering Kent say they're preparing for an increase in the number of emergency calls in the run-up to Christmas. CCAM teams dealt with around 90,000 in December last year. That was up 10% on the previous month. The trusts say they'll prioritise the most seriously ill and injured patients.
Kent Online reports.
Bosses at a coffee shop in Maidstone, which was broken into twice in one night, fear the business won't survive. Cash and an iPad were taken from Puddings on Week Street on December the 3rd. A 44-year-old man has been sent to prison over the break-in. Owner Marta Squires estimated total losses add up to £1,000 and says they might not be able to keep running. The boss of Folkestone Ski Racing Club says they've been pushed to the brink of collapse since the closure of their training ground. The club had been using the dry slope at Folkestone Sports Centre since the 1980s, but have been out of a home since it closed last summer. The site could partially reopen next year after being taken over by the Sports Trust, but they've yet to provide an update on the slope's future. Now, there are concerns that 14 weeks' worth of waterworks will cause severe disruption to villagers living near Ashford. South East Water say both Biddenden Road and Betherston Road in Smarden will be shut off in the new year, while burst-prone pipes are replaced. Residents say diversions down country lanes will cause chaos, but water bosses say the works are essential. Now, people living in social housing in Larkfield have been told they face tenancy action after installing their own parking bollards. Residents of Maysfield Road say their 12-space car park has become a hub for antisocial behaviour and crime. Wayne Homewood lives there and says the situation has been getting worse.
Yeah, so the last 5 years has very much declined. Basically, antisocial behaviour, just having people park in here, because it says residents only, park in here and just clear off without notifying anyone. basically becoming to altercations where there's been physical action, where the police have been called in the past. Drug people parking here doing drug deals, just generally being pests. And as I said, there's only a handful of people who drive in here, and most of the time they can't park in here.
Now, Clarion want them to take the bollards down, but they say they will consult with the residents on the recent problems.
Kent Online reports.
A social media star from Dover has revealed he wants to open a community centre in his hometown, offering space to support groups for those with addiction issues. Aaron Craskell faced a 12-year battle with alcohol and substance misuse before going sober after attending an Alcoholics Anonymous meeting 2 years ago. The 43-year-old has more than 26 million followers and has spoken out during a YouTube interview. A care agency in Medway has had its rating upgraded to outstanding following a visit from inspectors. Azure Care Limited provides personal care for people with complex health needs living in their own homes. The Care Quality Commission said they put people at the heart of their treatment, with staff going above and beyond to support well-being. Male members of a new David Lloyd Club in Herne Bay are demanding a discount on membership fees due to their having women-only hours. Between 7 and 9pm on a Thursday, men are excluded from the spa in an extension of a trial that's been popular with women at other clubs. Some men say they're not getting the most out of their £174 per month subscription. David Lloyd bosses say they'll take the feedback on board. We'd like to know what you think about this. You can leave a comment on the story at Kent Online. Plans to replace a farmhouse with a busy roundabout on Sheppey and replace it with houses have been rejected. Developers wanted to knock down the building off Cowstead Corner and build six homes. The scheme went to appeal after being denied by the council. However, a planning inspector agreed it would significantly harm the character and appearance of the area. A Kent Countryside pub has won two AA Rosettes. The Dove in Dargate near Faversham has been recognised for its menu, which judges say champions local suppliers and evolves with the seasons. Qualifying for two rosettes means the pub is rated excellent. This is one of our most read stories on the website today. Ricky Gervais has donated £200,000 to two animal sanctuaries in Kent. The money, which comes from his comedy tours, is going to be shared between the retreat in Ashford and Florey's Friends in Canterbury. Bosses have described it as monumental.
Hi, I'm Billy Thompson and this is the Retreat Animal Rescue. And we are so overwhelmed by the recent donation from Ricky Gervais and James Fallon of 100,000. 100,000 will keep us on the front line fighting for animals like Alfie Loveheart, who's now 18. We're hunting about 1,500 animals. We're 24/7 rescue centre. And Ricky's donation ensures that we can carry on with that. And we're so excited. Thank you so much, everyone.
And Kate's been speaking to Natalia George from Florey's Friends Rescue.
We are a specialist paralysed dog rescue. All of our animals have got broken spines, require the use of wheelchairs, and unfortunately only have two front legs. They are missing their rear legs. We amputate them. So we just give them a new lease of life that no other charity in the country does.
And I imagine it's quite an expensive venture. Could you tell me a little bit about some of the ways that financially you might be, you know, stretched, you know, finding difficulty at the moment?
So our running costs are a lot higher than most charities. When working with paralysis, you do have to spend a lot more money. And obviously with the rising cost of living and, of course, Christmas coming up, this is a really difficult time for all charities in the country, and especially us when we have a running cost that's almost triple of all the other rescues. Our veterinary bills alone are around £150,000 a year, and that's probably about the minimum. And that's without everything else. The wheelchairs we buy are custom made. They're £1,000 each. And to get one dog from start to finish, which is from their trauma, which is all human inflicted, to the finished product, which is a pet and ready to be adopted out, it's between £5,000 and £7,000.
And now, what can you tell me? Obviously, the donation from Ricky Gervais is going to be so life-changing, I suppose, to so many of these rescue animals. First of all, can you tell me, how did you find out that you were going to be receiving this donation?
We had a call at 9 o'clock night before last, 9 p.m. whilst I was getting ready for bed, to say that we have been one of his chosen charities for the next year to receive the donation. And of course, this donation will ensure that about 20 to 30 minimum paralysed dogs don't lose their life next year. So the impact he has had is absolutely vast. And yes, it's a large donation. It's not enough for our whole running cost, but it will impact an incredible amount of lives next year, and it will go directly to dogs.
And did you have any idea that you were being considered, that this money could even potentially be coming your way?
We had a very vague idea last year. We are a very niche charity, and we work extremely hard. And one of our patrons said, I think Ricky Gervais will be very interested in you guys in the next coming years. And one of our patrons, Mark Abraham, TV vet, he said, just keep up the good work, keep grafting. Our staff work so incredibly hard. We work 7 days a week. We don't have any days off. None of us get a single day off. So we have just been trucking for 10 years in hope that someone will recognise the plight of these dogs.
And I mean, how does it feel? I mean, can you describe to me that moment when you get the phone call saying that this money is going to come in? Surprise, elation. How does that feel?
It genuinely relief. It relief because we feel so guilty turning down the amount of dogs we do because we just don't have the funding in the space. And it's just relief for all those animals that need us. And unfortunately, we have the skill sets and we have the time to do it, but we don't have the money to always help every animal. So it was just relief. And a lot of our staff cried tears of happiness for the dogs that would not have made it to us next year that now are going to make it to us next year.
Absolutely incredible. And will you have any contact with Ricky at all? Is, a phone call, a Zoom call, anything like that?
Yeah, so we hope some of this money is going towards our expansion to a paralysed dog farm sanctuary. And we hope very much that he's going to come down and visit to see exactly where every penny of his money has gone and meet all the animals that he has saved this year.
Tickets have gone on sale today to see the Kooks in Margate next summer. The indie band is celebrating 20 years since the release of their debut album with a show at Dreamland. And a new exhibition of life in and under the ocean is going to make its UK debut in Kent next year. More than 100 images will go on display at the historic dockyard in Chatham in March.
Kent Online Sports.
Football and Gillingham's League Two game against MK Dons next month has been postponed. The sides were due to meet at Priestfield on January the 10th, but the opposition are in FA Cup third round action. The clubs say a new date for the fixture will be announced in due course. And a minute's applause was held at Maidstone United's ground last night as they hosted Charlton's under-21s in the Kent Senior Cup. It was in memory of Alex fan Norman Barker, who was known affectionately as Headphones Norm. He passed away after being taken ill during Charlton's game on Saturday. Maidstone United won last night's match 3-2. That's all from us for today. Thanks ever so much for listening. Don't forget you can follow us on socials. Plus, you can get all the details on the top stories direct to your email each morning via the briefing. To sign up to that, you just need to head to kentonline.co.uk. And whilst you're on the website, you can also sign up to Kent Online Premium. That gives you access to content with fewer ads and exclusive stories.
News you can trust.
This is the Kent Online Podcast.